Hello and welcome to Jabberjaw. I'm your host, Jessica Dawson Collier, and with me as always is Tyson Wheeler Dynas and Matthew David Smith. Guys, welcome.
Thanks.
Pew pew pew.
Hello.
Hello.
Pew pew pew.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah. Loving like the weekend. Yeah.
Yes. Always pretend like we didn't talk before we turned on the record button. It's so fun.
I know, right?
We're slamming into this.
It's all a lie. Just a lie for entertainment.
That's right. It is. That's right. Spreading them.
Well, yeah. Entertainment isn't a lie, to be fair. So.
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
I just thought of something to plug. Anyway.
Well, I'm in Michigan. We came up to Michigan this weekend to see my little nephew.
Yes.
So that's why I'm in a undisclosed dark location. We'll see if we can't wrangle him in here at some point. Show the viewing audience something cute for a change.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes, please. God, they need it.
And then straight in the tragedy that was this week. But first, something cute.
But first, something adorable.
Yeah. So we're having a good time. Just cold. Really cold. Is it cold there?
I was going to ask how cold it was there.
It's cold. It's, I don't know, like 30s probably. It's pretty cold.
It's like 38 degrees here, but it's spitting. There's going to be like maybe a little snow later tonight, but not much.
It's nice. Yeah, there's a lot of snow. I don't know what it is here. North. 30.
Is that good for Denver this time of year?
It's better than it has been this week. It was like 19 and snowing. What was it? Wednesday? Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys got a big storm because it went right north of us.
Yep.
It sucked.
Haze is getting it right now.
I
think they're happy to get it because the precipitation has been next to none.
Yeah.
I feel like for months. So enjoy it, Haitians.
They need that moisture. They really need the moisture.
They love it. God.
Well,
snow dances out in their front yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's so funny when, you know, when we moved to Florida, I know Matt probably went through this too, that they have a rainy season. So it rains every day, just like 10 minutes later every day.
Ooh, yeah.
So for like 7 months, it just rains every day, which is just a trip. Growing out in Western Kansas, it's just like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
It was
kind of awesome though, because it was like sort of built this afternoon built-in cooling system. Like it just like would rain for like 15 minutes, and then it was the weird. Yeah, you're right. Like it kind of freaked me out. That and like, you know, people like winter, you know, like wearing their heavy winter coats when it was like 55 degrees outside. Yeah. You know, like, well, you know, we would still be in shorts in Western Kansas, and they were like, you know, they had themselves and their plants all bundled up for winter. You know, it was like fairly below 6. I remember shivering.
That's hilarious.
I remember like when I was working downtown Orlando in like 2010, 2011, I went downstairs to smoke a cigarette. And I remember like being like, oh my God, it was like 68 degrees outside.
Exactly.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh my God.
It's your blood thins out when you be there for a couple of years. So like what happens is then I'd come home and be like the biggest puss on the planet. And I'd be like, everybody, you know, does. Like.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you get used to it. It's kind of hard going the other way. It's harder going the way.
I was
going
to say, it must have been such an adjustment to move back.
It was.
But
it was also,
it
was also.
For many reasons.
Well, also moving into a place that's that humid was a big thing. I don't think I remember laughing because I used to park right across the door from my first apartment there. So like literally across the street, like in a side of the street. And I would just be soaking wet by the time I got to the car. And that took about 2 years to get past that, and then it took about an entire winter to get used to being cold again.
Most of our focus in Orlando was staying hydrated, as I recall, and we did a good job of staying hydrated.
Yeah. Even if that hydration was actually working as a dehydration agent,
it very well could have been. I think that's what science says. I'm going to disagree, just for legacy purposes.
it was a trip, and then I was like, I lost it. Never mind. It's been one of those mornings already.
Hey, I get it. This is my first cup of coffee, so if I say
this is an
weird.
Early podcast for us. If people behind the ether don't know, like this is we're doing this like 2:30 afternoon,
Saturday no less.
On a Saturday no less. So
that's how much we love you.
All of us have probably been up for about the same amount of time.
Yeah. I can't sleep until noon anymore. And I'm getting to the point where I can't sleep until 10. And I'm like, what is happening to my life?
I can only do it in my parents, to this day, my parents' basement is
right. Place. Oh my God.
That's where I grew up when I was a teenager, had my bed, back in the magical days of when I absolutely could do that. But to this day, it's just, I think it's that dark and you know, whatever it is, I love sleeping in the basement. So
yeah, me too. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I miss it. Really.
Yeah, me too. That's funny. It's just like, you know, it's so dark in our basement. Well, in everybody's basement, I suppose, you know, like you could literally, you literally might not wake up till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if left alone, you know, to your own devices, you know, but here I, you know, like about 10 is about as late as I can stay up. And if that's about, I can sleep unless I was up till like 3 in the morning, which doesn't happen very often anymore, to be honest. Which it shouldn't, I suppose.
It sucks. Oh, I miss staying up until like 3 or 4 and then sleeping until noon.
Yeah.
So good.
This has been our
Noons for the days.
We're getting old segment.
Jabberjaw is getting old. I mean, this is our 80th episode, so we're golden girls now.
You know, I was talking to Will, my brother-in-law downstairs before this, where you're talking, he didn't know we like most people, he didn't know that we did a podcast. He's family.
Amazing.
He said, well, how many episodes have you done? I'm like, I think we're right about 80. And so that's interesting. Yep. Here we are at 80, but he was like, so he's got about 80 hours of content. And I was like, well, no, we probably got, I don't know, closer to 130, 140 hours of content. Yes. I guess if you go by our average episode. He's like, wow, you have more original content than the original Star Trek. Like, you and me.
So, no, I guess so.
Congratulations to us today. What was that Roddenberry? Who did was the Star Trek guy?
Yeah, Gene Roddenberry.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, the astrophysicist would go directly to the Star Trek.
But I felt it. And that's the important thing, is I felt it something to me.
Yeah, we're literally close to being syndicatable, even though this is technically syndication, because it happens almost every week. We have been doing it a minute. And I would say that with the Nick Cage episode, that was like 3 hours or something ridiculous like that. You know,
that was our longest episode for sure.
We reviewed that, you know, all his movies, and then the Titane episode was long too, because we walked through every scene practically in that.
Yeah, and I think we scared a lot of people actually from that episode.
Possible.
Well,
time I remember getting like multiple messages from our fans saying, "I'm never going to watch it now. Thank you for that." Yeah.
Well, it is something.
It is.
We have learned. We haven't re-reviewed it. So
that's true. That's true.
I'm waiting for
the next bonkers movie to come out, so we can really. Oh, dive
me too.
In.
I keep my eyes open for it every week, and I'm like, nope, it's just trash. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the next movie that I can think of that we might want to dedicate Well, the Dracula movie looks quite good.
Oh, yes.
Something else coming out, and it just slipped my mind that we've been. Tyson, I think you sent us the trailer a while back. I can't think of it right now, but.
Was it a movie or a TV show?
Yeah, it was a movie that I remember thinking we need to see this together. It was that important.
Shark Side of the Moon. That was a good one. That's about sharks on the moon.
Oh, God.
I can't remember what it was called now. Maybe I imagined the whole thing. But, pretty sure.
I saw Nick Cage did, speaking of Nick Cage. I need to send something to the group. I'll send it to you later. Something Beth found. Because she's on a bunch of forums, you know, because she got a double mastectomy. And then there's it's called Nippleless Cage. It's a picture of Nick Cage with no shirt on and no nipples.
Oh, I've seen that. It's beautiful. Yes. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
but he had a movie come out. He had a Western come out last week.
That he did. I was going to ask you guys if you had checked it out yet or not. But
I mean, it got... It's one of his, you know, like throwaway movies, you know, like he was doing.
He's got to keep the lights on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's still paying back, I think, all his bankruptcy shit. So, you know, he's like,
is he still paying that back? I thought he finally paid it off.
He might be, but you know, like,
he sold that T-Rex head and like, he was cool after that. Like, he had that T-Rex head and sold it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was just a direct exchange with the US government. They're like, the IRS, like, that's pretty cool.
That's right. Anyway. You know, the IRS is famous for their bartering.
And they're all getting fired, so you know, might as well get what you can out of it. But yeah, that's a tale for another day.
Yeah,
that it is.
I broke up with our H&R lady. Oh wow, now it is actually really snowing right now. I broke up with our H&R block lady this week.
How did it go?
Well, I just dropped. She dropped me an email, and I said, you know, I was like, thank you for your work the last 2 years. But we found somebody else. And she didn't respond to the email, but I got a call from H&R Block the next day, which I didn't answer because I've been trying to avoid the fact that she had us overpay $16,000 and change on taxes last year.
Overpay much?
So I was like, no, we got to find somebody else. And then when we found somebody else, they were like, I reviewed last year's taxes and they did not do it correctly. I was like, oh shit. Okay. So but I didn't really want to have that conversation with her. You know, she's a nice lady. You know, I will miss listening.
Yeah, but H&R Block sucks. I use them a couple times in New York and they ripped me off. Well, kind of a similar situation, not that much money, but it was over what I should have paid. Yeah. I just would like to say a plug for Jonas's cousin, CPA Jay. I think he listens to the show. Jay, you're the best. And can I give Tyson your number?
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Yeah.
He's great. Cool. Honestly, he's the best accountant I have ever worked with.
CPA
and I'm not
Jay
saying
is
that.
Really easy to remember. So
right? He should be on a billboard, CPA, honestly. Yeah.
Well, you know, he can certainly sponsor, you know, you could if he gives you a discount on your tax filing, you know, we could do a little plug for him. I mean, we just did, but we could do an actual plug.
I mean, we did, yeah. So,
But did you get the 20% off? You know.
I don't want to say what we pay cuz it's stupid. I can't say. He's told us not to say. It's
is it a case of beer.
It's about that. It's about that. The man is a legend in our house.
Well, I'm a big fan of our new CPA. She was I've never seen her face to face. But doesn't matter.
Nice. All right. Well, that's good.
She told me how much it was going to cost to do the filing and I was like, yeah, that's fair. And she's like, I thought you wouldn't mind considering how much money you're going to get back. So we're supposed to, she's going to refile last year's taxes. So we'll get that money back. So I'm going to buy a trampoline. No, I have no idea. No, probably not. I'm too old for trampoline activities.
They scare me at this age.
We don't heal like we used to, you know.
You know, it was weird that you're talking about trampolines because on the drive up here, I had this, we were talking about something. We were also talking about trampolines because apparently, I don't know, it's just out there.
A zeitgeist thing.
It is the zeitgeist. And I remember distinctly that I had a neighbor, like a friend who lived in Wichita when I was a kid. And they kind of lived out on the, kind of in the rural area around Wichita. But they had an in-ground trampoline.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Oh.
And
I haven't seen one of those actually. Now,
yes, because they were insanely dangerous, but it was actually built into the ground. And I can't be 100% sure, but I think it was surrounded with concrete like a pool. Like, I think they built it like a pool. I mean, it was really big, but at the same time, like, yeah. So anyway, they don't make those anymore. That's one of those fun things. Yeah.
Well, you know, there was my grandparents in Hayes, the across the street neighbor. I can't remember his name. He was the voice of KYS for 50 years or whatever. But anyway, he had an in-ground trampoline. So, like, I just thought that was amazing, right? So you don't even have to work to get up on the trampoline.
Right.
You know, you just have to just, you know, saunter over to the trampoline.
Casually walk over, start bouncing, walk off. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you fell, you weren't going to jackknife yourself on the edge of the thing. You would hit the side, but you half of you would hit the grass. So ultimately, I think it was safer because there was no concrete around it. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Probably, yeah. You know, that was probably a better, he probably had a better engineer on that job than the one that, yeah. A real trampoline man.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you know who they are, Matt, because you've told me about, you went to high school with the kid. But anyway, I can't remember his name. It doesn't matter. Nothing, none of this matters.
Trampolines matter, guys.
Trampolines, sorry, you're
trampolines
right.
Matter.
yeah. So, I can't believe, sorry. So the Chiefs are playing in a little bit. So that's kind of why we're doing it so early.
Oh, Chiefs? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty worried about it. This team, Jackson.
I am too.
Jacksonville
Jonas
came back
is from, not, and that's never a good sign.
27. They came back from 27 to nothing. I don't know if you remember I was saying, I think they can come back and win, and they fucking did, and I blew my mind. So I'm a little nervous about it. But, you know, I will.
Chiefs are a second half team, though. So if the Jags come back, like, it's going to be a battle. No matter what. I feel like it's going to be a good game, but I'm worried.
Yeah. I was watching the local news today. You want to just take a you'll never guess, but just take a shot. Who do you think is performing at halftime at the Chiefs game today? It won't be on TV. But when I saw it, I was like
a local person? Is it a local Kansas City artist?
Okay. It's a national star.
Because I was going to guess Tech Nine.
No, but that's a good guess. Yes.
Okay.
I was behind the Tech Nine van at Taco Bell in Lawrence one night, and I don't know what the hell they
shit.
Ordered.
Shit, how was that?
Like 40 minutes, yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure they had the munchies out of control.
I'm sure they were very hungry. Yes, but you don't argue with a van that has Tech Nine written on the side of it.
No,
your turn.
Not your turn. Yeah, read a book. Wait, yeah.
You read a book. Come back later. Yeah.
Little John is performing at halftime.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow, okay.
That's kind of
John.
Fun.
Little John.
Little John.
Little John.
Yeah, Little John.
That's how they spell it. The guy that goes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, if it wasn't for, I guess, Chappelle's Show and the Home Party Club, I wouldn't know who that was.
That's very true.
No,
I wouldn't either.
Sorry, not Home Party Club. I did not go to that place except for maybe once when I moved back to Kansas, but
I went there a lot.
That's my only knowledge of like early 2000s hip hop. Like yeah, that's where I learned what skeet was. I mean, it's a very
skeet
of my life. Yeah,
that's
where I learned that. I had one of my most terrifying memories from it was actually the first time I went to the Home Party Club, and it was just me, my boyfriend at the time, Austin, and his friends. And there was this woman who was just like this like big black woman by herself dancing to My Neck, My Back, Lick My Pussy and My Crack. And her dance moves to this day. Just give me nightmares. It was very graphic, and all of the guys could not keep their eyes off of it. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, well,
Party Club, we have arrived. Yeah,
she's putting it out there.
She was. I loved it. I high-fived her afterwards. I was like, good for you. That was a show.
It was a show.
Yep.
In the dance pit. Yeah.
Yep.
I guess they filled the pit in, didn't they? Like they did like a renovation when they got the VIP room, like at some point.
I think so at some point. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to consult its Wikipedia page and see what the history
is. I always thought it was funny. You know, like that whole, you know, two men enter, one man leaves, you know. It was so two girls enter, 20 guys enter. You know, that was basically how I remember it being like, oh, good. You guys not even going to try the ratio thing here. That's good.
Nope.
It was like peacocking. You know, they're just trying to see who could do the best.
Good times. Good memories.
Great music.
The best. Oh, the best.
It was a little bit, though, you know, when I went. So, like, I the first year I went was 94. So it was still there, still rocking the kind of like power ballads, you know, from like Motley Crue and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That went away pretty fast, but, you know, like,
You can still hear a lot of those at Toby Jugs, I feel like.
Yeah, probably.
Another bar in Hayes, America. Great name.
There's one bar for every five people in Haze America.
That's the first, almost first bar I drank at.
There is. How old were you?
It was in high school, so that's what really matters.
But did you have
new ownership? So I guess that now a very lovely woman named the bartender named B used to serve us, and I think she just thought everyone looked younger than her, which was true. And so, lovely, nice woman. Like, yeah, it was great. It reminded me of a teacher, only she was giving me alcohol.
That's some lovely.
Deal. She's like, these fucking kids are lightweights. I've never seen a 21-year-old lightweight like this kid before, especially in Western Kansas.
What's wrong with you?
Haven't you been stealing beer your whole life? You know, I think I did read that there was one bar for every 500 people in Haze at one point.
I'm sure that's probably true.
Closer to like 300 people.
You only had a base population of about 14,000 without the university 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say when school wasn't in session, and then when it 30, was, what, 25, 30, 26?
30 places with liquor licenses? Yeah, I'd say that's probably true.
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Way to get. You know, did you know that Haze was I'm sure you guys do know because you're big Hazophiles, but you know, Haze was written up as the best Fort Haze was written up as the best parties university in Playboy in like 1970.
That is true. I knew
that. Oh, no shit. I didn't know that. Wow, that's a fun fact.
And that was when my dad was going there, which I thought was kind of interesting. My dad was
also All-American City in 1996.
That's correct.
And
All-America City. It doesn't even sound right.
It doesn't.
All-American City, I did. All-America City.
That's true. That's true.
Talks like people from Haze America. Yes.
I was working at a factory getting ready to move to Florida in 1996 when they announced that. And we were listening to the radio all day because that's what you did in the factory. It sounds like, oh, my factory days. Anyway, and they were going on and on about what a big deal that was. And I kept remember thinking like, well, if it's such a big deal, then why have I never heard of it before? You know, like, but whatever.
Now, it's funny. When I was in high school, I think I was probably a sophomore, a junior, but it was when Haze was like pitching Sykes. Was that what it was called, or was it called something before that?
I think it was Sykes. Yeah,
I think it was Sykes when they. So this is like mid-90s, and so they were trying to like woo them. Like the Economic Development Commission was trying to woo them, and so one day, like the entire high school, this was just something we did. because it probably wasn't football practice, but we had everybody in the school come out, and we had to like arrange ourselves, I think, the Sykes logo. And then they either had like a crane or a helicopter came over and took like because there are no drones back in the day. And they took like a shot of us, like, but it was just like something our school did for, you know. So I think it was a huge deal because I don't think there ever been anything like, you know, 1,000 jobs coming to Haze, Kansas. I mean, I just, you know, outside the university and hospital, I'm sure it was just a huge.
What was this? What was Sykes? Is that the UASA Exide plant, or is that or what is Sykes? I forget.
Sykes was originally a third party. They did software support, like hardware and software support, and I actually worked there my senior year over Christmas. I actually worked on Christmas because it was a great gig. Like you worked for like 2 weeks and you paid like $2,500, which was like, I'm rich. Like when I was in high school.
Yeah, everyone wanted to work there. Yeah.
And so literally we did training for like, like a week and a half. And then we actually just worked for 3 days. And this was when, these were like CD-ROM based games for PCs. Like back in the like mid-90s. So like everything had compatibility problems and driver issues. It was hilarious because I got some of the foulest talking parents on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Like,
oh my God, I love that.
Working, my kid's screaming his head off. And on our occasion, you would hear like children like crying in the background. And it was just like, it was $2,500, and so yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I bought a Street Fighter 2 machine with that windfall. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Not bad.
No.
Yes.
Good times.
We're kind of strapped for time, but I'm gonna remind me to tell you about the woman I worked with at the factory who used to be in the carnival.
Carnival?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll put a pin in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We will. We'll circle back on that for sure. Really,
we may need to devote an entire extra long, extra special episode.
Yes.
I can actually take that story and stretch it out to like 45 minutes. It's such a crazy story. But anyway, I won't.
Holy shit. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that soon. All right. You want to do some headlines?
Sure.
Let's do some headlines.
All right.
I can barely hear you.
I know it was too loud this week. Sorry, everyone. You didn't hear me scream.
That's all right. It's too loud this week. Okay. So I have a bunch of headlines. Blast. These are really silly headlines. So
Excellent.
Yeah. Rainbow Six Siege player accidentally calls cops on himself after confessing to double homicide. He was playing this video game called Rainbow Six Siege. And he accidentally dialed 911 when his phone was in his ear. He butt dialed 911 and then proceeded to say, I killed two people. But he was talking to somebody on the headphone. So two minutes later, several police showed up. and then they just completely searched his house for 4 hours, put him in cuffs. And he was just like, you know. And so anyway, he didn't get in any trouble, but it's like, what the bad luck. And if you look this story up, I found this on IGN's website, IGN.com.
Uh-huh.
But there's a video because he had a ring bell. So you see him come out, talk to the cops, which is kind of hilarious. And then some guy who was his friend, told the full story about what happened. He said, you know, after 4 hours, the officer asked while detaining Elijah, who's your favorite operator? I had to look that up. But operator is one of the characters in the game. So the cop knew what happened, but they still had to search the house. So anyway, poor bastard. Let's see. Sorry. Kevin Gates opens up about enjoying women urinating in his mouth.
Oh God, I wasn't ready for that one yet. Okay.
Kevin Gates. I I don't know if it's a pun when Kevin Gates opens up about enjoying women urinating in his mouth. I don't know if that's a pun or not. So he was on a podcast called Fancy Talk Show. Which, you know, one of you has to admit to enjoy getting pissed in your mouth. We want to get numbers like Fancy Talk Show gets.
Not admitting it. That's up to you guys. It's not true. That's disgusting.
So they ask him about
merch
this.
First. Let's go the merch route. Then we'll.
I don't know how this came up in conversation, but they ask him whether he enjoyed having women urinate in his mouth during sex. And this is what he said. He said, I love for a woman to piss in my mouth. That's beautiful. He went on to say, I had a woman pee in a cup while we were driving and I drunk it, again, rapper, because it was nothing. I was so infatuated with this woman to where it was just nothing about her that was nasty. And then she's super clean. She's like me. She doesn't drink nothing but water all day, so her piss ain't got no taste. So there you go. So Kevin Gates, thank you. Kevin, for making us laugh about love again. Here's a little local news for you from state government. Wyoming Republicans take a stand, want to ban electric cars. The subheadline is, or the tagline is, as childless legislation stunts go, this one is certainly pathetic. But basically, I'm not going to read any of this, but basically what they're saying is that the state of Wyoming has a lot of people employed by the oil industry, and having electric cars is going to shut that down, because they don't use oil to like heat houses and shit like that. So And that's Wyoming. This is kind of weird, but I only read this because I've only mentioned this because there's a part in the story that made me laugh. Research confirms a fact about the clitoris that the ancient Greeks understood. The genital organ was misunderstood for centuries. Okay, so it basically goes on to talk about that there's 10,000 nerve fibers in the clitoris. But this is the part that just made me laugh. It sometimes seems that medical science has been far more interested in the penis than the clitoris. Indeed, up until very recently, the number of nerve endings thought to be on a woman's clitoris was only an estimate and was based on research on cows. So, you know.
What? Wow.
Jesus. Yeah, the clit, always getting the shaft. Hey-o!
Always. Hey! Like, where is it? All right.
I just thought of that. Thank you. This is probably my favorite story of the week. Flo Rida, who is a dance artist, awarded $82 million in lawsuit against energy drink company. So that's crazy. But like, here's the really crazy part. So basically, they totally screwed him. They were supposed to give him a bunch of stock options. They were supposed to pay him extra money if they had increased the thing. Units of drinks, but the contract was all nebulous, and then, so it would be based on if we sell a million units in a certain amount of time, you're going to get X amount of money and stock options, but they said units, they didn't say cans or cases or anything like that. It was all just a terrible contract. And anyway, this is the amazing part. He was initially seeking $30,000 in damages, but was ultimately awarded $82,650,450 after jurors sided with him in the lawsuit. Now, this company is Celsius, and they make these energy drinks, right? Now, how fired is their lawyer who wouldn't settle out of court for $30,000? Fast did he turn into
a dead man?
Yeah. They also probably paid a couple million dollars to handle this lawsuit for them in the first place. So,
right.
$30,000 seems like nothing. You know, I mean, I couldn't be happier.
Harrison, yeah.
For Flo Rida, and I've never even thought anything about Flo Rida except that I think his name is based on Florida, but. That's the only thing I've ever thought about.
That was always my assumption, but I couldn't be wrong.
I haven't looked into it.
Yeah.
I think he is from Florida. I mean, if he's getting
that would make sense.
Energy drink sponsorships, he's probably from Florida. And then I just thought this was interesting. A TikTok of husband calling at the Iowa State Fair is going viral. Yes, it's real. So the Iowa State Fair has a husband calling contest.
They
have a pig calling contest, and they have a children family calling contest. If you go online, you can find this. This is in USA Today, but if you look up Iowa State Fair husband calling contest, you can actually watch the finalists. And my favorite part about
go see that sometime, guys. I feel like that's right up our alley.
They had 12 to 15, they get 12 to 15 entries per year on average, and they just give the top five, they whittle it down to the top five, and then they have the grand prize is $5. So that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is so state fairy. It's amazing.
That is.
And to make it even more state fairish, they all get participation ribbons, regardless who takes first.
Okay. I was going to ask if they got a ribbon. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. You know, this is one lady. She's been there many, many times. Apparently, she's an all pro. So, yeah. Anyway, those are my headlines. A bunch of silly stuff.
Well done. Yes. I love it. It's great.
Next.
Smith, what happened this week?
Unfortunately, I'm going to talk about not so serious stuff. We'll start off a little light and then, it's funny. It's funny because it's George Santos. I don't know that we may have touched on George Santos a little bit, but and I think even another scandal has broken since I bookmarked this. Vice News, George Santos accused of stealing thousands of dollars from a dying dog's GoFundMe.
Well,
he set up a fake GoFundMe for someone's dog. I mean, it was a real GoFundMe for a real dying dog. He just neglected to actually give the money to the person who actually
owned. Wasn't it a veteran's dog?
I think so.
Like a homeless veteran's dog.
Almost like he made a tick list of embarrassing shit that could be found out about me. Like he's like under investigation in like Brazil for like check fraud. There was this whole thing this week where there were photos of him as a drag queen, and then he like went out and completely denied that there were photos, you know, and then someone published the photos and he said, okay, yes, I was a drag. I mean, scandal after scandal. His mother, they've proven, he said his mom died on 9/11.
She
was not in New York at the time.
She was not, she
died in 2006. I mean, it's just hysterical. But the funniest part about it is really how much McCarthy needs him because their margins are so slow.
Yep.
So they actually gave him a committee appointment, which is insane, but they did. and so it's going to be really good. But he's going to basically be the Republican equivalent of that Democratic kid who was in the Kansas legislature.
Oh,
who was just a real schmuck. And you know, it'll be interesting to see how much the Democrats like push to like keep him on if they actually take the same route as the Kansas legislature, you know, to sort of, you know, vote against it so they can't remove him as a member. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see play out. But anyway, George.
Just a thing. I was reading about it, and in the history of the House of Representatives, they've only removed 7 members in their entirety of the.
No kidding. Really?
Wow.
One was kind of recently because he had fraud and all this shit, but like 3 of them were basically like people that were still supporting slavery, you know, after the Civil War started. So I mean, like, so, and they just don't.
It's unfortunate those rules still don't apply.
well, you know, it's so weird too because like it's just such a hassle to do, and then like I guess like McCarthy's like, well, you know, or whatever, like. The kind of the prevailing thought, which just blows my mind, is that, oh, the voters are supposed to take care of this in 2 years or whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay, all right. I mean, that guy's not going to – I mean, he did everything he could to be famous, obviously. So so he's not going anywhere.
No, heck no. Why? No, it's paying off. He's going to be there for a full 2 years, yeah. It's like he gives, like, Boebert and Gates somebody to look down on. Like, that's his role now.
I did see a headline today, and I didn't read the story, but it said that he has claimed that he's on an episode of Hannah Montana. So that is
what?
Yeah,
interesting. I haven't
read it. I don't know anything about it, but
some poor bastard from the New York Post right now is going through every episode of Hannah Montana.
Maybe not a poor. Maybe they're a super fan and they volunteered for this story.
I think she's got like the number one hit in the nation right now. I think she's back
she
on
does.
The. I don't know back what the song charts. Is, but she's back on
it's,
top.
It's called Flowers, and it's about her ex boyfriend Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
The new Witcher.
Mm.
Didn't she stop dating him? Didn't she stop dating him like 10 years ago? Why do I know this? Jesus Christ.
Because you know the hot goss. Okay. Funny. So they broke up like 3 or 4 times, apparently, over the years. Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is that final jab.
She got a Dior product placement. Have you seen that commercial that she's in for like.
I have not seen the commercial, but I did see that she got that.
She and like somebody else, like Katy Perry, they're trying to. You know, because I think Dior is like trying desperately to get young people to buy their stodgy old shit. so, that's my guess. I don't know.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Oh, you're fine now. And just a couple kind of related quick ones at the end. McConnell, U.S. will never default on its debt. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to default on our debt. She's in about over. 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
I am absolutely confident this will happen. If I'm not going to pretend like I fully understand this, but basically it has been sort of done forever that we essentially raise the amount of debt we allow ourselves as a country to take on every year. And because obviously we're spending more money, that debt level increases, but you have to raise that level in order to pay for shit that you already bought. So we're kind of in this mess right now, and it's a little bit different this time, but right now they're basically saying we have hit that limit right now. And so anything we spend, I guess, subsequent, I don't know if they run on the fiscal year. Anyway, there's going to be a huge fight. We've done this forever as a matter of course, just to raise it. Is it good? No, but it's become a reality of government. It's just become a mechanism of how the Congress, it unfortunately works. It's part of the dysfunction. And once that happens, what theoretically happens, if we cannot pay back our creditors, then our credit rating as a nation goes down. And so basically as a nation, we have to go get a Discover card.
Yeah.
The opinions plus, here are expressed are my own and not the reflection of Jabberjaw or, but so anyway, it's gonna be really interesting because Biden's basically saying nothing. He's basically like, nope, we're not negotiating a thing with you on this. And they're like, but we want to make cuts. And he's like, nope, we're not going to negotiate. So it's going to turn into a huge debacle. It's going to give the rebels their chance to leverage shit. So it's going to turn into that, but it's going to be even bigger. So anyway, it's gonna be fun. So look forward to that coming soon.
Yeah.
To a C-SPAN near you. And the related article, and I'd actually heard about this a few years ago. And this is from from NPR. And the title of the article is "Would a trillion-dollar coin buy time to resolve the debt ceiling debate?" Have you either of you heard of this sort of?
I've heard of it.
I haven't heard of it.
It's like,
so
yeah.
Basically the theory is, and it is sound according to U.S. law, is that if we are out of money and cannot pay our debtors back, then the U.S. Treasury mint a one-time $1 trillion coin and they hand it to the Federal Reserves and there's $1 trillion. Yes. So,
completely legal.
It's a really kind of fascinating theory. Go ahead, Tyson.
No, I was just saying it's completely legal. It's crazy pants and inflation and yada, 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 but it is legal.
Wow.
And I didn't recollect this, but the NPR, in the article I read, they actually said that the Simpsons like made a reference to this, or a joking reference.
Of course they did. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. They made a trillion. Yeah. There's an episode where Mr. Burns had stolen a $1 trillion bill. And Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So, no, that's pretty much all I had. Just kind of an interesting kind of thing that theoretically is a move that the president could unilaterally, I think, make to get out of this mess if it came to that. So that would be, I don't know, really interesting.
Well, in the Simpsons episode, the $1 trillion bill gets stolen by Castro. So
that seems unlikely. Plus, it's his brother. Is his brother still kicking around?
I think so.
Leo, yeah. Whatever his name is.
They don't really talk about very much about him anymore.
Keep it a low pro.
That's right.
Low pro. I have a few. Husband of police officer who slept with 6 coworkers is staying with her. Have you guys heard about this?
I did run across that, yeah.
So apparently there's this young lady, Megan, and she was a police officer in Tennessee. She slept with 6 of her fellow officers, which came out and has now become a meme throughout the internet. So if you just Google, like, I think her last name's Hall, Megan Hall, you'll just see a bunch of them pop up. According to local reports, the former officer engaged in many sexual relationships with these men, exchanged explicit photos, yada, yada, yada. Also claimed to be in an open relationship with her husband. But, that's pretty open. I don't think they really set a lot of ground rules. But, yeah, if he wants to stay with her, good on him. But that is crazy pants. I mean, I would.
Has this already been optioned as a sitcom? Because it sounds like right up the alley. Like, you know what I mean?
Right? It should be.
Oh, Jesus. That'd be a great sitcom, Tyson.
I don't know.
It's hilarious, though. And it should be, because if you see a picture of this woman, she looks like the sweetest little girl. I mean, it's like really messed up.
I had the same thought. I was like, huh? I was like, really?
Yeah. She grew up in a very tight household. that whole thing is funny. And then in Hayes, Kansas news, there's a new cafe opening up. This is going to be my new weekly bit.
Tell me more.
And it's called Cattleman's. And it's going to go, Smith, you know where that old, well, it's not really old, the coffee shop that opened up, Mocha's, next to Dairy absolutely. Queen.
Right across from Dairy Queen, yeah.
So that is where it's going to go. It's going to open in mid-February, and they're going to serve Grandma's favorites. And it's so funny when I think the Hayes Post was doing an interview with the owner, and he was like, there's going to be pot roast, mashed potatoes, and corn. Oh, I love Hayes. I love Hayes so much. So yeah, get your corn in mid-February. Yeah. And then in Colorado news, a tibia and fibula of a long-necked sauropod dinosaur was discovered in southern Colorado. I feel like dinosaur bones are constantly being discovered in this lovely state of ours. But this is pretty cool. You can actually go to, I think, the Royal Gorge Regional Museum and History Center and see them actually continuing to like excavate and whatnot. So, yeah, if you're in that area, I would love to go see that.
That's cool.
And yeah, sauropod, I mean, they basically look like a brontosaurus. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, what is the real difference? But whatever. Four-legged creature, long neck, vegetarian. Yeah.
You know, I think it was it the brontosaurus that I think was one of the ones they realized wasn't real?
Yeah.
I think that might have been one of
the ones. Was it the brontosaurus?
Okay. Yeah, I think it might have been the brontosaurus. I can't, it's been a while since I was in the third grade, but it was, I was really into dinosaurs in the third grade.
I actually just saw a thing about that.
Every guy was.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Have you been to the Royal Gorge?
Yes, it's terrifying. Yeah, I don't like heights, so yeah.
And it's like, I think the Seven Falls is right there too. I don't know if you've ever been to that.
Seven Falls is pretty cool.
Yeah, but the walk up. Oh my god,
the walk's cool.
Oh, the walk is yeah. We actually went whitewater rafting in the Royal Gorge, and that was pretty cool.
That it's wouldn't like be so bad. You're just looking
yeah, because you're looking up. But I mean, and that actually terrified me too, because I was like, oh my God, I've walked across that bridge. So I immediately looked down at the river and the rapids coming ahead. So that was terrifying in and of itself. But fun for adventure seekers out there. Yeah. And then the last one is there are a couple tours that were announced. This past week, Madonna is probably on the top of that list with the weirdest, announcement. She had like, you guys have to see it on YouTube, but just Google Madonna's. Did you see it?
I read about it. I didn't watch the video, but I mean.
Bizarre. She's got like Amy Schumer, Jack Black, a bunch of other people, just randos around this like, table. And they're playing Truth or Dare, of course. And Amy Schumer dares her to go on a world tour. She's like, oh, so I'll play all four decades, blah, 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 my hits, all this stuff. So anyway, I love Madonna. I'm actually excited about it. The tickets are horrendously expensive.
Oh, but I bet.
It's happening, people.
Come on, Madonna. Four decades. Come on. Let's decade and a half.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's true.
I don't know if you guys remember her platinum smelling 2018 album. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
It's been a lot of Madonna for many decades. So, but I'm into it. I'm into a lot of it. Not most of it, but a lot of it. And then David Bazan, who we all love. Pedro the Lion is touring for 3 months this year. So if you can, check that out because it's the Control album, which.
Oh, very nice.
And
that's hard to love. Yeah, and it's hard to find.
I bought tickets. I got pre-sales.
You did? Yay! Cool.
I sent. I sent my brother-in-law. I said, "I bought you Pedro the Lion's tickets if you want to go." And he's like, "Well, that sounds fun." Beth won't go. She fucking hates. She just can't stand Pedro the Lion. She hates his voice.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Beth. Jonas does too. He calls him David Bazan. I'm not lying.
So anyways, I was like, I'm going to get tickets. I assume you don't want to go. And she's like, you're right. I don't want to go. And so I asked her brother and he's like, I never heard of them. And I said, you should listen to this record. And I sent him a link to the Control. I said, it's devastating.
It is.
And he wrote back today. Apparently he listened to it because he wrote back just as after we started this podcast. And he said, that music is awesome and so sad.
So sad. Yeah. That is so sad.
Well, I thought I better warn him just in case. But yeah, no.
That's a good call.
Those are both great records, so I'm very excited.
Yeah,
I wish they were touring. So good. You know, I one time saw him tour as a five-piece, and now he only tours as a three-piece. But that five-piece show was awesome.
The five-piece show I saw, and I didn't even know who Pedro the Lion was. He opened up, I think, for Spoon in Lawrence. Bottleneck. It was insane.
Fantastic show. Wow.
It was so good. Everybody was like fucking loving it. Yeah. So yeah, that's my plug. Those are my plugs. The end.
All right.
Are we doing plugs?
Or headlines. Sorry.
Headlines.
We should do plugs.
We should do plugs.
We got 10 minutes, guys.
I got one. So, all right. Dyson, we'll start with you.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, I watched the first episode of that 90s show on Netflix. So I was trying to explain this to Beth last night. So part of the reason the 70s show was enjoyable is because the cast had great chemistry, right? So that was like the writing is not Arrested Development, obviously. And, but the characters are really likable. And so I watched the 90s show, which pretty much has everybody except for Danny Masterson, who's currently on trial for many rapes. but the first episode had Eric and Donna and Kelso and Jackie and the mom and the dad, the Foremans, are main characters. Anyway, there's a lot of callbacks to the original series, which makes it worth watching if you were a fan. Even if you were a casual fan, it's probably worth watching. But don't expect, you know, wildly inventive, clever plots or anything like that. I mean, They accidentally got a keg, you know, in the first episode. The kids.
Well, to be fair, the 70s shows was not sort of, I don't know, the echelon of looking
out. But it was
an entertaining show. So that's sort of, if it's along those same lines, then I'll probably, you know, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, though, like, you know, like the kids are all brand new and they don't have that chemistry yet. But I assume by 10 or maybe 5 or 6 episodes, it'll be there. But definitely the old cast has the same energy that they used to have.
Yeah.
So, but really what I want to talk about is Velma, because Jesus
Christ,
what has happened to the internet? They fucking hate it.
They hate it.
I really like it. I think the cast is excellent. It's funny. It's got visual gags and pretty great, I would say, dialogue. And it's not a prequel to Scooby-Doo. It's basically a reimagining. So,
they don't, and correct me if I'm wrong, they don't have Scooby-Doo or Shaggy in it, right?
No, they have Shaggy, but there's but he's black now and he is very anti-drugs, which is very funny. And Daphne's Asian American. And Fred is, I don't know. I love what they did with Fred. He's basically a man-child, which he basically was in the show. Anyway.
Well, I was going to say, yeah.
But I think it's great. And I went to IMDb after watching the first two episodes last Thursday, and it's got one of the lowest IMDb scores, like, across the board. People are just upset about it.
Wow.
And then I was reading about people are attacking Mindy Kaling for, like, lazy writing. Because I guess in all her shows, she plays the same type of character, which is Mindy Kaling. If you've ever read her book, she's basically playing herself in all these, you know, the Mindy Project. She's Velma in this. Glenn Howerton from Sunny in Philly and AP Bio is Fred, and he's great.
No, that's kind of cool. Okay, Constance
Wu. Sam Richardson is Shaggy.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah,
and then like, I mean, and like it's just a really good voice cast, you know. Stephen Root was in this last episode I watched. So was Jim Rash from Community, and then but it's scarier. And there's Beth didn't like it because there's quite a bit of gore, actually, a little bit, you know, like
really,
yeah. But I've watched 4 episodes, and I think it's quite good for what it is. And it was the number one most watched animated show on HBO Max history. I read that it's already been, basically they're pretty sure it's already been cleared for a sequel, but I'd never seen anything blow up about it so much. It was just really strange. I don't know. Didn't see it or anything, but like, it's got good reviews, mixed reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, but I mean, I don't know what people were expecting. I was expecting this. So, you know, like,
right.
So I was fine with it. Anyway, we were just watching Marvel movies, and I am addicted to this thing on YouTube called, this guy named James Parrish, and he does a show called NES Works. And basically, mm-hmm. it's the history of every Nintendo release. He reviews them and shows them. And he does like two or three an episode. The episodes are around 15 to 20 minutes long. And his mm-hmm. I'm on episode 72. I mean, I'm addicted to this. And this is only because it starts with Famicom, which was the first NES version in Japan. And then we just got to the United States version. And so I'm in 1988 was basically the second year. But it's
Go ahead. Sorry, Tyson.
But it's been fun because, I couldn't afford all these games when I was. So it's been interesting to watch. You know, a lot of them are terrible. Some of them are, you know, great. But it's like he reviewed the Goonies too, which I'd never even heard of that game. But he was like, it's pretty good, and it did look fun. So anyway,
yeah. I just saw it's Jeremy Parrish, who I know from IGN, is the guy that does it. Yeah, I listened to it. It's probably been around for like 15 years, called the Retro Knots podcast, that he does similar vein, with a bunch of other people. So very cool. I didn't know there was a YouTube channel, so I will.
Yeah, there's actually a playlist that puts everything in chronological order, starting with like, so I definitely would recommend watching that, but you'll see a lot of stuff about Famicom and the Sega version of the Japanese. And then eventually we get to the US version. And then after that, he goes through the Game Boy games and he goes to the Super NES.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's literally thousands of hours of content. And I don't know. I just keep watching it like an idiot. Like, I'm like, oh. So anyway, that's my other plug.
Very nice. Smith?
Yeah, I just have a quick one. And this was a movie that we found on Netflix, kind of stumbled upon a few nights ago. And it's called I Used to Be Famous. And it's on Netflix. And basically the premise is there's sort of this washed up kind of like British pop star that was kind of like sort of like an NSYNC equivalent from like the late 90s. And I can't remember what the name of there was an actual British boy band at some point in time. I just can't remember the name. It wasn't One Direction. Well, I think they were later. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. McFly was another one. But anyway, and it's just a really, I have to warn you, you'll hate this movie, Tyson, because it's very sappy. But it's about like this, he's kind of washed up and he meets this autistic kid in the park who like is like just playing on like a bucket or something. And
go ahead.
And I was, you know, and I did think it'd be a little saccharine, but no, it was actually a really sweet movie. I thought it was really good. It's called It Used to Be Famous. It just kind of explores their relationships and sort of the turmoils of, you know, celebrity gone. And of course, like, you know, he's got like the ex bandmates that are all, you know, still famous in other solo careers, but I don't know, very cute movie. So try it sometime, Tyson.
Everybody's doing it, Tyce.
Everybody's doing it, Tyce.
I'll do a double header with the Peanut Butter Falcon and I'll get all my autistic things in a row. I'll just make a day out of it.
Anyway, that's all I had. That was quick. So
I'll have an autistic day, Tyson. All right. Sorry, that got me in the giggles. Okay. I have quite a few plugs, but I'll run through these pretty quickly. And I have one unplug. Okay, so there is a newish documentary on Amazon Prime. I think it came out at the end of 2022, in December maybe, called Wildcat. Have you guys watched this, heard of this?
Not yet. It's on our list. We watched the trailer, I think. But yeah, we're in.
get a box of Kleenex, just be okay with ugly crying. It's amazing. It's the story of this veteran who goes to this animal rescue, meets this woman that he falls in love with, but also meets this cat that he helps to essentially put back out into nature. And that's all I'm going to say. It's amazing what they do with the animals in general at this rehabilitation center. And I'm just such a fan of it. And him and his story and this woman, Samantha Zwicker, who started it. There's just a lot of different stories converging and I love it. So if you're a big animal person, not just a cat person, just animals in general, you'll love it. And then there's an older documentary on, I think, HBO Max called Kusama Infinity, based on the works of Yayoi Kusama, Japanese artist. She did a lot of like dots and things like that. She also did those like soft fabric penis chairs. I don't know if you guys have ever seen one of those in any museum. I love her. She's out there, but very progressive. And it's a really interesting documentary to see because she was in New York, I want to say in the late 50s. And then what really spawned a lot of the pop artists to break out of certain areas, like Andy Warhol stole her shit, for example, other guys. So it's really interesting to watch. Check it out. And then there's a new movie on HBO Max called The Menu. Have you guys watched that?
Not yet.
Did you like it, Tice?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet? Okay.
I finally convinced Beth to watch it because she thinks it's going to be a kind of a horror movie. And I'm like, I think, I don't know.
It is a little bit, a little bit.
But she also is a foodie. So, I mean, I'm working that angle too. So,
I think she'll like it a lot. I think foodies especially will really love it, what they do with it. And that's all I'm going to say. And I love Ralph Fiennes, who is the head chef in it.
Yeah.
He's perfect in everything he does. So you guys will like it. And then we watched a new series. I'm just plugging HBO Max this week. Fucking killing it. new series called The Last of Us. Have you guys watched that or started it yet?
Not yet.
What did you guys think of it?
Loved it. And I'm not a video game person. I know it's like a for PlayStation only or based off of that. But Jonas loved it. And so did I. It's really good. It's kind of like, it really is like The Mandalorian, but with zombies.
Well, until you said zombies, I probably could have got Beth to watch that based on your review alone. But
sweet, sweet, gentle zombies.
No, I'm gonna watch it. They've been hyping the shit out of it. So.
Oh, it's fucking good. It's great. And then we just watched a really good documentary last night called Jurassic Punk. Have you guys seen that? Or heard of it?
I don't think so. What is it? That sounds familiar, but
you can I didn't see it on any of the streaming services, but you can rent it on iTunes. It's about this guy, Steve Williams, who they called Spaz, who basically changed film with Jurassic Park from like computer graphics only.
Yeah, okay, to where we're at right now. I have heard of that,
It's so good. I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's very interesting, like the story that he tells and what he went through. It's got a bunch of political bullshit, of course. But yeah, we both really liked it. So
that's got really good reviews on.
Yeah, it's great. Whoever I should have looked up who produced it and directed it, but it's fantastic. And then Unplug is a newish movie on Hulu called Gone in the Night with Winona Ryder. You guys.
We almost watched that this afternoon. We looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and we were like, "Eh, we'll watch something else." So,
it is bad. It honestly had me wondering if Winona Ryder is actually a good actress or if she's just pretty. For real, it's not good at all.
Well, she'll always have Heathers. So.
Yeah.
She's great in that. And that's what I was telling Jonas. I was like, she's really great in a lot of movies, I think. I haven't seen them in a while, but this movie has made me like really just rethink
everything. Is it her or is it the script or is it both?
It's got to be the script, but it's the way that she plays the character too. I'm just like,
yeah.
She just seems to be struggling a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I love her though. I love Winona Ryder. Please do not bark at me online. I'm a big fan, but I'm, yeah, this is a bad movie. Really bad. I want to erase it from my brain. All right, that's it. Plugged and unplugged. Yep.
Plugs, unplugs.
Plugs and unplugs. All right. Well, let's go Chiefs.
Yeah, let's go Chiefs.
Let's go Smith's nephew.
Let's go.
You guys have a great time.
We will.
All right. Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.